With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. The Federal Violence Against Women Act is up for reauthorization this year, and Congressional District No. 1 Representative Deb Haaland says she strongly supports it. She's also happy to see Native American women added to the law, and she says they need support for speaking up when they become targets.
We need to just make sure that we are doing everything we can, right, to protect these women. Many times when women are assaulted, their children are present. That is, we have to stop this circle of violence, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that I have a part in that. You know, since the Me Too movement happened, I feel like more and more women are speaking out. They're unafraid. We need to make sure that we have, you know, that we can protect those women when they do speak out. And, you know, this is the thing. We need to spend more money as a society, as a country.
Part of the problem with violence against women in general, and Native women in particular, says Haaland, is a lack of information sharing among agencies that could help solve cases. She pointed to the murder of Savannah Graywind, a pregnant Native woman from North Dakota who was murdered in 2017.
It's almost like we haven't gotten to the bottom of how we remedy this situation. Savannah's act in the Senate, Senator Heidi Heitkamp introduced that bill last year. That is to, you know, share data to communicate better between law enforcement agencies. And I think that's a start, but I think there's a lot more that needs to be done.
The U.S. House passed a reauthorization bill with a large majority. The Senate is working on a separate bill. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.